From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, June 28, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting in the Register Star that the Hudson Common Council last week adopted a law that expands the residency boundary for city police officers. The measure now permits officers to live within 20 linear miles of the closest city line. The change makes residents of Greene and Dutchess counties eligible for employment with the city. As a result, the department's hiring pool will increase by 60,000 people. Hudson Police Chief L. Edward Moore said there are currently 3 vacancies in the department. The average base salary for a Hudson police officer is roughly $63,000. That does not include overtime, holiday, or special assignment pay. The starting salary for new officers range from $41,000 to $47,000 a year. Moore said, and I quote, "It is presently unknown if the expansion of the residency boundaries will help us fill these openings," end quote. The new law will go into effect after it is filed with the State Secretary of State. The mayor will hold a public hearing to receive comment on the new law at 3 p.m. on Wednesday, July the 5th at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting at HudsonValley360.com that Palinville will celebrate the 200th anniversary of its founding on July 15th with a day-long celebration. The day will begin with a ragamuffin parade at 11 a.m., followed by a country fair until 5 p.m. The fair will feature children's games, a bouncy house, music by Coxsackie Athens Community Band and other musicians, blacksmith and tannery demonstrations by Eugene Edwards Jr., and a Palinville history tent. Jill Skupkin-Burkholder, a member of the nonprofit group organizing the celebration, Palinville, the Hamlet, said Palinville was named for Jonathan Palin, a tanner. Once the tannery industry died, Palinville became a place where artists would stay and then hike up Catskill Falls to paint the landscape. Burkholder said, and I quote, "You could say Palinville was the first artist colony," end quote. Proceeds from the country fair will benefit the effort to rebuild the Palinville Swinging Bridge, located off Route 23A, across from the Circle W Market. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that Jimmy Buff, the longtime program director and morning show host at WDST-FM Radio Woodstock, is moving on. Buff has been with the station for more than 20 years. WDST announced Tuesday that Friday, June 30th, will be Buff's last day on the job. In a telephone interview with the Freeman, Buff did not disclose where he will be working next, but he did say he would continue to live in the Kingston area. Buff began his radio career at WNEW-FM in New York City, where he produced morning shows. He became Radio Woodstock's program director in 1994. In a prepared statement, WDST owner Gary Chetkoff said Buff, and I quote, "will be greatly missed," end quote, and his, and I quote, "contributions to the growth and success of Radio Woodstock are immeasurable," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. On June the 27th, the Columbia Media Group eliminated websites for its individual newspapers, the Daily Mail and the Windham Journal. Now readers have something called HudsonValley360.com instead. Currently, Run a 9-Minute Mile, Not Any Local Story, is the top of the page item on the desktop version of this new all-inclusive website and unlabeled advertisement. Mark Vinciguerra, publisher of the Columbia Green Media, said, and I quote, "We are taking a more regional approach to our coverage. The idea is to expand our audience, which right now is 200,000 plus unique visitors, consuming over 1.2 million pages per month. We're the biggest media entity in the Twin Counties, and HudsonValley360.com will help us expand that," end quote. The Columbia Media Group has eliminated, sold, or folded into their other papers the Mountain Journal, Chatham Courier, Ravenna News Herald, and the Greene County News in the past year. Kyle Hughes reports in the Daily Freeman that the war of words between New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, heated up on June the 26th. Cuomo said that Faso's amendment to the bill in Washington, D.C. that would cut taxes and health care to millions, and I quote, "amounts to nothing more than a political Ponzi scheme," end quote. Thasso's amendment would shift the cost of Medicare from New York counties to the state with a promised tax cut for property owners. Cuomo has said the tax cut will be offset by the state having to hike taxes to cover the difference. Cuomo said, and I quote, "The Thasso-Collins shell game cuts $2.3 billion in federal funding to New York and will force every resident of this state to pay a Thasso-Collins federal tax added onto local property taxes to make up the difference to avoid decimation of our health care system," end quote. Thasso answered back with his own press release, and I quote, "While the governor turns a blind eye to the repercussions of the property tax burden, Congressman Thasso realizes this burden is a critical factor in forcing many New Yorkers to flee our state," end quote. Folks that do not own property get no tax cut under the amendment, but will have access to less health care. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that Governor Andrew Cuomo announced today that lawmakers will return to Albany on June the 28th for a special session to address an extension of mayoral control of New York City schools. The legislature ended last week without passing any ethics reform or the Child Victims Act and many other issues. Cuomo's announcement said lawmakers will also take up, and I quote, "such other subjects as I may recommend," end quote. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Finally, Ariel Zangler is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Maurice Hinchey, the former state assembly person and congressperson from Socrates, has frontotemporal degeneration, a rare and terminal neurological disorder. His family made the announcement on June the 27th. Hinchey's wife, Eileen Martyr, said in a press release that Hinchey, 78, was diagnosed in 2011 and I quote, "we've been getting calls from all over the region and the country inquiring about him, so we decided to publicly share what is happening, particularly in light of what's going on in Washington in terms of health care reductions, which would effectively make it almost impossible for the average family to secure the essential long-term care required for an illness like this," end quote. While in Congress, Hinchey also led the fight to force General Electric to clean up the polychlorinated biphenylenes, PCBs, it dumped into the Hudson River between 1947 and 1977. The Environmental Protection Agency is currently considering ending the removal of PCBs from the Hudson River. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The WGXC Radios in Motion 2017 Spring Pledge Drive continues. WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog before 7 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny today with a temperature high near 77 degrees. But Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 54. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, a slight chance of showers after 1 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 82 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m. Then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 8 p.m. and 2 a.m. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 65. And on Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 87 degrees. For Friday night, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 8 p.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 8 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 67 degrees. Sunrise today was at 5:19 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:36 p.m., That will give us 15 hours and 17 minutes of daylight, about a half a minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 28th day of June, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.